This is Andrew Flood for anarchizo.net, and today I'm interviewing Aidan, who's on the bus from Dublin to the G8 summit at Gleneagles. He's just about to board the ferry. Aidan, do you want to tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just been involved in some different groups across in the last few years. I'm in the work of Solidarity, involved in Dublin Grassroots. I've just finished up my degree in college, and of course I've been involved in a few different things. So basically, yeah, just politically active in the libertarian circles across Dublin, you know.
And what's the atmosphere like on the bus?
Yeah, it's grand, you know, pretty quiet now. Everybody's sort of doing their own, sort of sitting back and taking it easy, you know. And there was a little bit of discussion before the bus, a few little people forgetting passports, but everything's okay now. We got some free food from the Belfast Food and Bombs crew when we arrived in Belfast, and yeah, everybody's getting on fine. It's good buzz, everybody's looking forward to going out there, you know. But I think we're going to hopefully have some sort of meetings when we get on the ferry to discuss what the plans are to get there, who wants to go to Edinburgh, who wants to go to Stirling and stuff. But yeah, the atmosphere is good, everybody's happy, everybody's looking forward to getting over and causing a bit of rookage.
Yeah, as I was telling you a minute ago, we've just heard in Dublin that the bus from Galway has been stopped and searched at Stranraer, which is just on the Scottish side. Have you seen any police presence on your way up, or are you just expecting to get a lot of arrival?
Yeah, believe it or not, we haven't seen any police presence whatsoever. Everything's been fine now, you know. But yeah, that's interesting to hear that about the Galway bus, all right. And you say, so we'll probably expect something more like that when we actually arrive. But as it stands, we haven't heard anything, you know. Only about 10 minutes ago, somebody, because I came up here, somebody asked to speak to the organizer, so to speak, on the bus, so a couple of them got off, and yeah, I think he was just curious as to what we were doing, where we were going, and stuff like that, enjoy our stay kind of thing, but that was it. No word as yet, but I suppose we would be expecting something similar to what happened with the Galway bus, yeah.
Oh, that's good. What are your reasons for going over to the G8 protest?
My reasons, I suppose, would be more to do with trying to... Well, I'm interested in the blockades. I'm interested in the alternative summits that are being put on. And I'm interested in the rural convergence on the basis that, like, it's not just going over to the anti-something. It's actually providing a space for people to organise, get together, libertarian circles, offering an alternative way of organising society. So I'm interested in the way the democratic procedures are going to be working on the convergence of society. I'm interested in how things are going to be linked up between different network groups within Glasgow, Edinburgh and Stirling. And also I'm interested in meeting up, because it's one of these few opportunities where you can actually meet people outside their own vicinity, like activists in network, whatever. So be interested in speaking to people that are like-minded, you know, and then of course the blockade are important, and yeah, that would be the predominant reason.
Good luck with it. You're fading in and out at the moment, so I'll let you go. Hopefully I'll get to talk to you at some other points over the weekend. So thanks a lot, Aidan.
Okay. Excellent, Andrew. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.